The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we yesterday did the purpose of human existence according to the Rambam, which is every creature has certain like activities, and he said that the human activity is cognition of ideas and truth, and the highest of which is knowledge of God. And all the other activities preserve a person's existence in order to, so you can do that one activity. So that's the purpose of human existence. And at the end, he threw in the idea that there's also ethical perfection, right? And that was a question that we had, is that how exactly does that fit in? And we acknowledge that there are other realms that seem to give like other indications, but he's doesn't seem to be going into it here. And that's a little perplexing. All right. And then he also mentioned another thing we had a question about, which is he says that the person who, you know, the idea is the essence is to be, to quote Aristotle, Nivonim Tzadikim, people who are understanding and righteous. So if you are a Chacham and a Navon, but you pursue Taivas, then that is bad. Or if you have ethical perfection, but you're ignorant, that's also bad. But he said that the first one, so if you are detached from worldly desires and you you only are involved in the physical enough to sustain your body, and you're involved in everything in the worldly things, what do you call in moderation, and you are accustomed in all the good midos, but you're not learned, you're also lacking perfection. But that guy is more perfected than the first guy, the guy who has intellectual perfection and no midos. Because these actions are not out of clear knowledge and fundamental recognition. That's the part that I'm not sure if I'm reading correctly. Lufikach amru chazal in buri rechet kamosha biarno. That's what they mean when they say that a boor cannot be sin fearing, as we've explained. Umishu hu shomer amar shu chasid eno elam machlish divre chachamim shechlitu bazeh haklata gemura v'gam machlish as a muskal. Again, if you say that an amar can be a chasid, then that's just denying chazal and rationality. That's why you find in the Torah that you should learn and then do. A Talmud may lidei maase. Talmud brings you to action. Keep a Talmud yavo lidei maase. Ve'ena maase may be lidei Talmud. V'zehu amram zal shat Talmud may be lidei maase. So I'm getting contradictory implications here about who's better. I don't know that. All right, fine. So I wanted to read it just to see what would happen if something clicked. Let's
Saying learning brings you to action, which shows that action is the
right. That could be. Right. I mean, that guy has the end, even though he's lacking the means.
Yeah.
Right. And the other guy just has the means. Yeah. The fun problem with that, though, is that that seems to go against what he said the purpose of man is. Right. Now we come full circle. Right. Yeah. All right. So there's still what to remain, to investigate. So let's finish it up today with his answer to the remaining question.
For the guy who has the intellectual.
Yeah.
What was the word that he used specifically for that?
So he said he is Misha Tanch. This is funny. See, he even talks about it in a funny way. Misha Tanchu Chacham, someone who claims to be a Chacham, Bismanchu over al Divrei Torah Grodif Tavosav, at the same time when he's transgressing Torah and chasing his pleasures, who Amru Ech Tomru Chachamim, again, he quotes Yirmiyahu. So that's how he described him. So it sounds like he's saying you can't really be a chacham, right?
Maybe somebody who like learns but doesn't understand, so to speak.
Someone who learns and doesn't understand, right? Or whose learning is only in the realm of the theoretical and not in the realm of the practical. Yeah. I think this warrants more investigation. But let's finish the treatise today. And so we'll repeat the question we said yesterday and the answer we said yesterday, and then we'll do the Rambam's. V'nishra kan she'ela achas, there remains one question. He, namely, yesh lamak she'lomar, the objector could say, atem kvar amartem shelohom himtziah ha'chachma ha'elokis shum devar levatali. You told us that that the divine wisdom does not produce anything in vain. B'shekol anivraim tachas agal gal hayireach, Adam Hu Anith Vashu Behem. And out of all the sublunar existences, man is the most exalted. The purpose of the human species is to grasp concepts. If so, why did God produce all these people who can't grasp any, concepts, but, who don't grasp any concepts? We see the majority of the human species are void of knowledge and chase after taivas. And that was even more true in the Rambam's day than in our day, I think, you know, in terms of like just the, knowledge, basic levels of knowledge are just accessible and literacy is much greater than it ever was in human history. And the person who is learned and separate from worldly desires is a wondrous rarity. You only find one every couple of generations. Yeah. So the answer you gave yesterday, which was good, is bechira, right? It's not that God created like, you know, this, these proportions, is he created, you know, human beings with bechira, and like theoretically, people can choose correctly. And in the Yemos Mashiach, we hold that the human species will choose correctly. You know, I would give a similar answer, which is I would say like statistics. You know, that like, you know, let's go with his example of fruit bearing trees. That the purpose of the activity of fruit bearing trees is to bear fruit. So let's take a strawberry, right? Strawberry has tons of seeds. How many of those seeds sprout into other strawberries? Bushes, very few, right? But you need the quantity in order to get the produce that one thing. So like the odds are, and maybe this is kind of combined with your answer, the odds are with Bechira that not that many people will get there, but you need a large sample population in order for like individuals to like, you know, flourish.
Could the question also be asking, why would God make it so that there are people who don't do this? Meaning, why would he just make it that everybody?
So it's a good question about if that's what he's asking, because the similar thing that I know of in the Rambam's writing is in the Perek where he's talking about his theory about Avodah Zarah and Korbanos. He does like a reductio ad absurdum with that. He says like, you know, you are going to object to my theory of Korbanos and say, if God really, you know, wanted to, he should just change human nature to not like, you know, crave Avodah Zarah. And I'll ask you, why didn't God just make human nature to like obey Torah? You know, like God could have made us robots. And he says that line of reasoning is just absurd, given the fact that he did create us with free will. And, you know, so I feel like he's not saying it. He's not going that far, you know. All right, so let's see his answer. And maybe we could reverse engineer, understand his question. Hatshuva, the answer. He's going to give two answers, by the way. Shekol mitzius osam hanivraim l'shtei sibos. Here we go. Yeah, the existence of all these other people is for two reasons. Ha'achas l'sharis es oso hayachid. This is very elitist. The first one is to serve the individual. Okay, it's to serve the guy who did it to achieve his purpose. Ki ilu hayu kol b'nei adam lamdanim hamisfalsim. Because if all people were lamdanim and philosophers, okay. It's funny how it's a different description than the Nivonim Tzadikim, you know, Lamdanim philosophers. I feel like that one resonates a little bit more with us. Haya ha'olam avad, the world would be destroyed. Okay, why? Haya ha'adam kulo mimenu bizman katar. The human species would perish in a short time. Lefi sheha'adam chaser ma'od zakuk l'dvarim rabim. Man is very needy. He needs lots of things. He would need to learn plowing and harvesting and threshing and grinding and cooking. And making the tools for all these things, just in order to get food. He would need to learn sewing and weaving in order to make the garments that he wears. And buildings in order to build houses to have shelter. And he would need to make the tools for all those. The lifetime of Mesushalach would not be enough, he's the oldest guy, to learn all the malachos that man needs in order to sustain his existence. And if so, when would that guy learn chachma and understand knowledge? Therefore, the existence of all these other people is to do the types of labor that the world needs. So now it turns out that the guy who is learned exists for himself. uvakach nivne ha'olam nimtzeis ha'chachma. And then the world will be built up and chachma will be found. V'kama yafa piskam ha'omer ilmali ha'shotim hay ha'olam charev. How wonderful is the statement, I don't know what the source of this is, of the guy who said, were it not for the idiots, the world would be desolate. You know, like, there's a quote that someone said, I don't know if this is from a shir or in person, that like, I can't even quote it, I can't remember. Never mind. The ein lecha shtus gadola mizo she'adam chalush ha'nefesh, binyan gufo rofeif, nosea mikate ha'aklim ha'sheni ad kate ha'shishi. So what foolishness is greater than this? That a man who is weak of soul and has a frail body, I think the rofeif is a frail body, travels from one end of the climate to the other. I don't know exactly what the... You could throw the word meridian in there somewhere. But over v'yamim v'yimei ha'choref, and he goes by sea during the winter times, v'midbaros v'sher of v'kayitz, and he travels through deserts in the heat. U'masakin atmo lachayos ha'teref l'minehem, and he endangers himself to get the food for the species, k'deshu ula yarviach dinar, just so he can make a little profit. And then when he's collected enough of this these coins that he's expended his whole spirit over, yaskil lachalkem leumanim livnos lo yesod eson al besulas karka besid vavanim. Then he distributes them to craftsmen who will build for him a foundation, a strong foundation on which on virgin land to build with marble and stone. Very poetic, Ram, and there's a whole thing. So they can make a building that will last for hundreds of years. But who Yodea Bara, he knows for sure, Shalo Nosar Mechayev, Afil Kedei Livlos Binyan Shalguma, that he's not even going to live enough time to literally to wear out a building of, I forgot what Guma is. Hayesh Kalus Adas Kamormizo, is there any like frivolity more severe than this? Right, so that's describing most people, right? It's like they spend their whole lives making money to build buildings that are going to outlast them, and meanwhile they're not developing their souls. Mm-hmm. All of the enjoyments of the world and all of its desires, are like, you know, frivolity, absolute frivolity, to build the world. That's why we call these people Am Haaretz, meaning a person of the land. They were only created for the building up of the land. That's why they are ascribed to it. Okay, so that's answer number one, is that in order for the project to work, of a person to become a chacham, there needs to be a whole infrastructure, and all these people who, to the extent that they are not perfecting their souls, then they're building up the infrastructure. And it sounds like he's dividing the whole world into two categories. I think it is a spectrum, you know, like there are definitely people, you know, who are, you know, involved in like farming, but they are doing learning to their capacity, you know? So those people are existing for themselves in part, and then for the society as a whole. And then the further along you get, then the more you could say that the world exists for these people.
Doesn't this contradict his earlier point, though? Because if everybody worked to fulfill their human purpose,
yeah,
then the world would be destroyed.
Right. So it sounds like he is saying, and maybe this is answering the question that I was alluding to with strawberry seeds, that like it is by design that there's going to be like a bell curve, you know, or not bell curve exactly. I don't know what we call it.
Yeah.
Whatever. There's going to be a statistical distribution that allows for the species to produce individuals that are like this, because otherwise you can't have those individuals. And you know, Konami, you can't have a world where everyone is doing this. Yeah. And so these people do serve a purpose, but they're serving, you know, it almost reminds me of like a Yisachar Zvulun type thing where, right, you know, both of them are involved in learning, but Yisachar is the one who's more talented in learning, and Zvulun is more talented in business. So it's not like he neglects his own learning, but he supports Yisachar in order to produce maximum chachma in the world, you know? And like his contribution to the world of chachma is through supporting the person who can learn.
It makes it seem like the earlier idea about man's purpose and all,
yeah,
that is means something more like man's purpose on the general level. But not
right,
each individual,
not individual, correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's almost like what he says about the whole dilemma of how can God say that Egypt is going to enslave us? Isn't that making them? Isn't that taking away their free will? Mm-hmm. And he says, no, each individual mitzri has free will, but that doesn't eradicate the phenomenon of a trend. You know, yeah. Okay. Vishema Yomar Adam, maybe a person will say, Bahalo Anu Roim Adam Tipesh Uksil Yeshlo Nachas. What?
Oh, it's back.
Oh, okay, thanks. I'll say it again in case it got cut out. Vishema Yomar Adam, Bahalo Anu Roim Adam Tipesh Uksil Yeshlo Nachas Golom Eno Yegeabo. Vacherim Misharsim Osov Osim Malachto Upaamim Sha Osim Malachto Adam Lumad. So maybe a person will say, we see a foolish guy who has tranquility in this world and he doesn't work at all, and others serve him and do his work, and sometimes it's even a person who is a learned man who serves this guy. So that sounds to be the opposite. But it's not what you think. The purpose of this fool is that he also serves the guy who is the goal of the creator's objective. Because of this foolish guy's pleasure and wealth and authority, Yitzave la'avada livnos armon anaki. Oh, this is often quoted. This guy will command that a palace be built. Olin toa kerem gadol, or building a great vineyard. Kederek she'osim ha'malachim ha'damim lahem. Like that the kings build for themselves and people who are similar to them. Yihi oso armon muchan l'chasid. And that palace will be ready for a chassid, Shiabu b'meshach hazman, who will come along in a much later time, be'echad yamim, on one day, l'chassos b'tel kir b'kiros oso armon, and to take shelter in the shade of the walls of that palace. V'tiye b'kach hatzalas mimavis, and that will save him from death. V'shiyukach me'oso kerem k'mos shel yayin be'echad hayamim k'dei l'asos siri l'hatil adam shalom shenashku afa. And he'll take, I don't know exactly what this process is, certain wine from those days in order to like provide something for someone who got bitten by some sort of like venomous thing, some sort of remedy. That is what God intended in his wisdom, that he made nature subordinate. Itzos mirachot emuna umen, counsels from afar by the greatest of craftsmen. V'inyan zeh kvar bir uhu chazal. Chazal explained this. Amru sheben zoma haya yoshe bahar abayis v'roya Yisrael olim v'omer baruch shebara kol elu l'shar seini. Okay, I hope you didn't hear his, no one heard him say that. But Zoma stood on Har Bais when all of Yisrael was doing a little regal, presumably. And he said, all of these people were created to serve me. Okay, Lefi Shahaya Alav Shalom Yahi Bedorah, because he was the top guy in his generation, and philosophically, all these people were serving him. I have a visual depiction of this. I just have to find it. There's a hold on a second. Okay, hold on just a second here. Is this going to be? You know, I might not be able to find it. Okay, I'm not going to be able to find it. Oh, it's a great visual depiction, though. Hold on. Just try. Okay. I think it's here. Okay, so there's a pasuk in Koheles or Tupsukim that say, nope, this is not the, oh, yeah. Hold on. Nope. Oh man. Is it here? I can't find it. Okay, fine. All right. I'm not gonna try to say it even. Okay. Second answer. Okay. Masiba Shein is the second cause of other people who don't fulfill their purpose. The mitzius mish ein bo chachma, of the existence of someone who has not found chachma, who doesn't have chachma. Lefi shebali hachachma ma'atim od, is people who have chachma are very few. Shekach chayva hachachma ha'elokis, that's what the divine wisdom dictates. Okay, so there he says it explicitly, that divine wisdom dictates this proportion. I guess that's implicit of what he said before, but now it's explicit. We don't say in everything that was necessitated by the original chachma, why did the chachma necessitate this? K'mosh ein lomar, Madua Hagalgalim Tisha Vukhabe Halechas Shiva Bahisodos Arba. Just like we don't ask, why are there nine spheres, seven planets, and four elements? Shikol Ela Vukhul Adomilahem Kach Khuyvu Mitzchilas Hayetzira. That's what was necessitated by the divine wisdom from the beginning of creation. V'hinach roe shekvar biru alei mashalom davar zeh k'ma b'mesh amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai al anshei dora k'fi shehayu ra'isi b'nei aliyah v'hem u'atin im shnayim him ani u'b'nei heim. So he says, I've seen the people who are like the top guys in the generation, and they are very few. If there are two of them, it's me and my son. Ulfikach humtzu ha-hamon. Now here's his answer. Therefore, the hamon exists. Lios litzavos libnei aliyah. I think this means. Okay, I don't know what lashon litzavos is, but it means to be companions for these people. Okay, to be like to provide company. Okay, he'll describe it. Maybe you'll think that this purpose is very like unimportant. Adraba, no. He Yoser Gedola Min HaRishon. It's greater than the first one. Halo Tira Shekhar Baruch Hu Hishir Es HaKofrim Be'aretz Lios Litzavos. Yeah, I don't know what that word is. L'chasidim. V'hu Amru Yisrael V'yisrael Lo Agar Shenu Mipinecha B'shana Echas Penti Ye'aretz Shemei Ma. This is a weird raya. God left the heretics in the land so that there should be litzavos for the Hasidim. That's when the Jews went in. He says, I'm not going to drive them out entirely quickly. I'll do it slowly, lest the land be desolate. V'gam in yedzeh b'yaruhu chazal v'amru mai kizeh kol ha'adam kol ha'olam kulo lo nivra ela litzavos lezeh pirusho lios lo lechevra. Yeah, that's where he says it. So he says, Chazal say, what does it mean at the end of Kabbalah when it says kizeh kol ha'adam? It means that the entire world was only created to provide companionship for this person. So it's a funny thing also. I mean, I would have said that this is automatically included in the first one, but I guess he's splitting it into like utility and like there's a certain, you know, societal need as well. Man's a social creature. So what emerges from all this is that the purpose of the entire world of coming to being and passing away is to produce a perfected person who encompasses chachma and action, as we've explained. Since the words of Chazal include these two things, Chachma and Maaseh, based on what we've explained and what they've alluded to, then they correctly said the only thing God has in this world is four amos of halacha. Still is a funny statement. I mean, four amos of halacha doesn't, to me, point to these, like, ideas, yeah, you know? Yeah, I don't even see any connection, yeah. That's the end of his treatise there.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I mean, it was quite lengthy, but there's a lot of unanswered questions for us to work on.
Well, what was that last line again?
The last line is him just saying that you see the idea that I explained is all reflected perfectly in the statement that the only thing God has in his world is the four amos of halacha. I mean, yes, he's trying to say that, you know, halacha is action and chachma, right? Like that's the perfect marriage of action and chachma.
Okay.
So the only thing God has in the world, I mean, the only purpose of the world is this, and it, I don't know why it's four amos. Maybe four amos is considered like a person's personal space,
yeah.
But like producing like one person, you know, the individuals who are, have this, chachma.
Mm-hmm. But why is the friendship one greater than the other one?
Yeah. I don't understand that. I mean, I feel like if we had friendship, but we didn't have like food and clothing, that would be a big,
well, you know, Maslow's hierarchy.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So friendship is higher than,
mm-hmm. Right, you need the basic stuff for. Oh, I see what you mean. Meaning, it's not more fundamental, but it is a higher good.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That would work out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Or he could mean that in terms of like actually using people, you know, you're really interacting more with a person in terms of the friendship as opposed to getting like your clothing. You know. So in terms of answering the question of why do other people exist. Here is like a greater, more close, like need they're getting from the person themselves.
Right. So the other one, you're only, it's really the products that they produce.
Correct. And truthfully, man could be a hunter and gatherer and like, you know, and it would be inefficient without a lot of people, but like you can get by without like buildings and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That was a fun journey. And that is the last Rambam B'Kiyush here, not just for the year, but for the foreseeable future. Cause not next year, as far as I know, unless it's some other capacity. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm happy. If you know anyone who wants a regular Rambam shir, like, you know, if we can work it out, then that's good. Just not a, it's going to be in a different venue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I would personally be interested.
All right.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.